Following an investigation conducted with the Office of Children's Services, Dillingham Police concluded that Wes Richard, a 23-year-old recently hired as an assistant wrestling coach at Dillingham High School, had had sexual relations with a 15-year-old female student. Bill McLeod is the superintendent of Dillingham City Schools.
October 10th, we became aware of the situation. We made a report to OCS and law enforcement, and we removed the individual from his assistant wrestling coaching position and any other positions that he may have had with the district.
Dillingham police began an investigation, but the 15-year-old victim denied that the incident, alleged to have occurred on October 4th at the victim's grandmother's house, had ever happened. She changed her story when police showed her Facebook messages she had sent to friends talking about she and Richard being together. The police interviewed several other students at the high school last week. They also monitored a phone conversation between the victim's father and Richard, and a later in-person conversation between the two. Richard reportedly admitted to some sexual contact with the victim, though he said no clothes had been removed. The police allege that much more happened that night and have charged Richard with first-degree sexual abuse of a minor, an unclassified felony offense, and are holding him in custody on $50,000 bail until his arraignment Tuesday. Though the incident happened on a weekend and not on school property, Superintendent McLeod says the district has zero tolerance for adults who jeopardize the safety of children.
As soon as we learn of an allegation that's serious in nature like this, our first response were mandatory reporters, so we contact the Office of Child Services, OCS, and we immediately make that report. We also typically will contact law enforcement also if it's something of a criminal nature.
McLeod says Richard was placed on paid administrative leave immediately when the allegations surfaced on October 10th. Richard was hired just this fall, starting as an assistant wrestling coach and later as a part-time substitute teacher. He submitted a standard background check for employment with Dillingham City Schools. He has subbed 9 times this year, including several times in the victim's classes, according to police. Richard attended and wrestled for Dillingham High School and was a 2-time state champion before graduating in 2008. He later went on to wrestle for 4 years at the University of Minnesota, graduating from there this past spring. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.